Episode 169, Working Out is Painful.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? Are you moving and grooving and shaking it off? I mean, come on. Summertime is here. I hope you've got sun shining and you're able to go to the pool or having some recreation time. Spending those extra hours with the children may be good, maybe not so good. Depends. Are you pulling your hair out? Well, hopefully not, because guess what? You get a few minutes to chat with me. I'm so excited and thrilled that you are here. You're really working on who you are becoming. You're becoming your best selfie. You are in the midst of creating your now. Every single time, you are feeding your mind, body, and spirit. And I just want to say congratulations. That takes multitude of effort and determination and not even willpower, but you're disciplined. You're becoming disciplined in your action. So hats off to you. A round of applause. Whoop, whoop. You're doing awesome. I'm so excited, like I said before, that you're here. Thank you, all of you around the world. I mean, my goodness, hello, Jamaica and Ireland. It is good to have you in the house. It's awesome. I'm excited to have new friends joining all the time. And do go check out createyournow.com. I'm there. Leave a message. Would love to chat with you. Also, remember, you can get really close up. Go onto our Facebook private page there, and you can go to Create Your Now Podcast. It's a group. Request to join, and I will personally approve your request. Also, we also have a double also there. Okay. We have a Create Your Now just general Facebook page. So if you're like, I don't know that I want to be revealed, but you want to kind of stay up on the social media end of what Create Your Now is doing, which, you know, I'm trying to get better. I am being real honest. You know, like I said, anybody who is a social media guru, you know, you really need to get in touch with me, because it would be fun to have somebody help me with that. But it does take time and it does take energy. And a lot of it that I spend is giving you content, giving you really, truly nuggets to help you in your life. And I pray that's what it's doing. It's giving you that hope, some vitality, and bringing you joy and abundance, because that's what God wants us to have, is joy and abundance. Today, we're going to be talking about a very, very interesting subject. I'm sure you looked at the title and said, really, Christiane? Yes, working out is painful. You're like, yeah, that's why I don't do it, right? Yep. Raise your hand if you're saying, yep, that's me. Well, I got to tell you, I thought about this literally while I was working out. I've been, you know, upfront with you guys, and I told you from the beginning now here in the last few weeks that I am working on truly leaning out my body, really fine-tuning the muscles. And, you know, it would be nice to have had it happen overnight, like, you know, 2 weeks ago, 2 years ago, even, you know, 20 years ago. But that was not the case, obviously. And as I was working out today, I mean, I was working on my day-to-day was legs and abs, of which, yes, I don't know about you, but I can use a lot of work on all the time, okay? Now, the legs for me, though, are very strong. I have what you call steel calves. I got them from my father, of which I love dearly, but they are muscle, and I love that. Everybody loves, they make comments about my calves. What I don't like about my legs are my thighs, right? So I'm sitting here and working out with my legs. I'm upping my weights, and I am literally dripping sweat. Okay, I mean, dripping. And I'm like, there is no way I'm going to make this. And this is my good time when I say, hey, dude, you got this, right, God? You got this? Because I sure don't. I'm about ready to drop this weight on my toe, which isn't going to help me with my goals. And you know what? Somehow we get through it. But working out is painful. Literally, it is painful. But you see, what we're doing is what we're trying to change something from the inside out. we can't see that change initially. We don't know even maybe that it's even happening now. Over a few weeks into months, guess what? You feel stronger, don't you? And eventually what happens is your body starts to make some shifts. Your inches start to go other directions. You maybe fill out one way, but lean out in another way. Ooh, yeah. And then it's like, oh, your tummy isn't like as sloppy. We'll just call it that, okay? It doesn't have that little pooch about it. Oh, yes, finally. But where it all starts is from the inside out. But during that whole process, the working out is painful. Well, I look at this and think, oh, it's like transformation. Real transformation begins from the inside out before it shows on the outside. It truly is. We've got to start working from the inside out in order for it to show up on the outside. Well, as I'm working out, I'm realizing that me being impatient is not going to get me to my goals any faster, right? I want to lean out this body even more, and I want to gain even more muscle, especially the older I get. Yeah, what happens? Yeah, you start to lose muscle mass, your bones start to deteriorate, all that jazz. You all know it, right? Well, if you don't know it, we'll do a segment on that specifically about quote-unquote aging and how you can age gracefully, okay? But with all of that, I'm really into, you got to have strength training. I believe in strength training. You got to lift weights and know you're not going to bulk up. I'm not going to look like the Incredible Hulk woman here. You know, my calves may look like that, but the rest of my body, not so much. All right. And so when I'm lifting and I'm doing all this heavy stuff, I'm not seeing anything right now. My eyes cannot detect, gosh, is there really any difference? But when I put my clothes on, oh yeah, things are starting to fit a little looser. Things are shifting a little bit. My dresses hang differently on me. The working out is painful, but eventually the rewards are there. They begin to show up and present themselves. But you see, the real transformation begins from the inside out. You know, transformation takes time, effort, focus. You have to be driven, right? You have to be on purpose. It takes determination, and most importantly, it takes consistency. You see, you're in the midst of creating a new normal. Yeah. You're changing those habits. Now, working out, this is not just about literally working out and lifting weights and running and having an exercise routine in your day-to-day, normalcy, okay? Because I totally believe in that. Fitness is key. Mind, body, spirit, right? And that's mind, body, 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 body's fitness, okay? You got to take care of yourself. But working out itself, when you're wanting to transform something within your life, you're wanting to change something, whether it is weight, muscle mass, or maybe it's you got a new career in front of you. Maybe it's I'm finishing up my college degree, finally what I want to do, and I'm in the midst of it. That working it out is painful because it starts from the inside out. It takes work, okay? Hard effort. It takes determination and consistency and doing it sometimes when we don't want to do it. The thing is, when we start to do it and we begin to feel that pain, the working out, and it gets stronger and stronger, and you're like, oh, I don't know if I can hack this. You say, oh, what? I give up. And you toss it to the side. I can remember tossing one of my weights, almost broke my mat, literally because the weight was so heavy. But it wasn't because I was mad. It was just that my muscle was fatigued and I was done. And I remember just tossing it and how it left this huge dent in my mat. And I stood there, number one, and said, well, that was stupid. You're ruining the one thing that you work on all the time, which is your mat, which protects your body when you're down there on the floor, et cetera. It protects you. And I was like, that was really stupid. But you see, my stupidness of letting go of the weight actually caused what? Destruction. I gave up. But it ended up hurting something in its path. Now you say, how does this deal with me? Well, because you want to be your best selfie. Working out is painful. You're going to try and go through various transformations within your life, wanting to achieve certain goals. You have these dreams, which then you say, now I'm turning into the goals, and now I have a plan, and now I'm putting them and I'm taking aim, right? With all of that, working out is painful. When you're getting to the nitty gritty, the yucky stuff, the nuts and bolts, it's going to sit there and it's going to sometimes feel like muscle fatigue that you can lift no more. And you'll find yourself grunting, going, really? Really? I can't believe I'm doing this to myself. Or maybe you find yourself in a corner in your shower crying as tears roll down your face because it's easier to hide that way. Because you don't know if it's water droplets or if it's tears. And so you hide. Working out is painful. Having a transformation is not easy. But it is so worth the reward. When you put in the effort and you begin to see that change physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, relationshiply. Okay, I just made up a word there. I was getting all these L-Y's in there. I had to add another one in, right? Regardless, oh my goodness gracious, the rewards are truly, truly priceless. But yet it's so easy to take that weight and toss it to the side and allow for some natural destruction to occur along the way and to give up because that's the easy way out. What is it about letting yourself give up so easily? You let excuses lead you. You toss away the weight. What do you want? What do you really, really want? Sometimes you have to tap in deeper. That's why transformation, real transformation, begins from the inside out. You see, it all comes down to your mind, body, and spirit. They all have to work together. You have to be willing to endure. Endurance. Just think about it. Life. The key to living life is endurance. It is so easy to not get up in the morning, right? Because we can all get up and drink some water and have some food and then go right back to bed. It is so easy to do that. But to live a joyous and abundant life, fulfilled, it takes endurance. It takes sometimes being in pain. Working out is painful. Not allowing the excuses to lead you, but saying, you know what? I'm going to take that weight and I'm going to conquer it. And maybe I can't be as heavy as I am right now as in the weight. But guess what? I'm going to ramp it up as I go. Real transformation begins from the inside out, but before it shows on the outside in. Working out is painful. So if you are literally working out or figuratively going, I am in the process of working it out. I'm trying to figure it out. Either way, I'm telling you, you're going to have pain. But you know what? I'm also telling you that it's an awesome pain and it's worth every bit of sweat and tears and determination and consistency and being driven and on purpose and focus that you, I know that you have. Remember, I'm carrying that belief torch until you're ready to carry it. So you say, okay, so how can I deal with working out being so painful? How can I deal with that? Well, guess what? Here's your kiss. You can bulletproof your mind, body, and spirit. Yes. Isn't that awesome? Bulletproof your mind, body, and spirit. You got to start first by wearing a coat of armor. Now, from the Christian's perspective, go to Ephesians 6, 10 through 20. And it talks in there about the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, and the shield of faith. Okay? It's a great read. And I'd read it here, but I know you guys are running quick. So go and look at it, Ephesians 6, 10 through 20. I'll put it in the show notes for you. Okay? Wear a coat of armor. You got to have faith. You got to have a belt of truth, of integrity. You got to have a breastplate of righteousness. Who you are, where you are going, who is in control. Now, you all know that me as a Christian believes that this all comes from God and that he gives you, okay, this full armor, okay? He gives it to you. And he says, I want to walk beside you. At times he carries you. He is your feet. How awesome is that? Those of you who are not Christian, but you're spiritual based, and you're like, yeah, I kind of get that. I got to have something that bulletproof, something that protects me, protects my thoughts. Which leads me to number two, protect your ears with what you listen to. Be very careful as to what you open up your mind to, your thoughts to. Because it's very easy to let those negative Nellies come in and just bloop, 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 bloop. And that's all you hear. And they eat away at you. And the weight, literally, the weight of those will cause self-destruction. And that will totally mean that your working out is painful. And sometimes it is the only way where the excuses lead you to full destruction. But instead, guard your ears, protect your ears, okay? It's important to what you listen to, what you read, the music that you hear, the shows that you watch, the books that you read, the podcasts that you listen to. Beware, protect, be on guard. Number three, deepen your spiritual relationship. Yeah. Real transformation begins on the inside, we talked about, right? Spiritually, your soul, who you are, what you feel, the being that you are, that how God created you to be. So wherever you are in your beliefs, your spiritual relationship has got to deepen. Okay, you can't sit here and go, oh, well, yeah, I know. Well, it's good. Maybe that means you need to have a deeper prayer life. I don't know where you are in your walk spiritually, but you got to deepen that relationship. Bulletproof your mind, body, and spirit. Okay? Think about the pictures that you take, the Facebook stuff that you read, the Twitter quotes and all of that, the funny things that you watch on YouTube, right? Those million-dollar views, is it actually feeding your mind for the positive or is it attaching it to the negative? Bulletproof your mind, body, and spirit. Working out is painful, but the rewards are greater. So I want you to take that and I want you to go bulletproof your mind, body, and spirit. Seriously. I want you to think about how you can do that within your life right now, okay? Because you were created for a purpose on purpose. And I believe wholeheartedly that God's got big plans for you. So go out and make it a magnificent and marvelous day. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, loves, and don't forget to bulletproof your mind, body, and spirit. And lots of hugs. We will talk to you soon. Love you so much. See ya. Bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.